Socialist Inbox, do you have something to say? Send your news, views and criticism in not more than 150 words to Socialist Post Box, P.O. Box 24697, London E11, 1 Yard, phone 020-89-88-871 or email editors@socialistparty.org.uk. We reserve the right to shorten and edit letters. Don't forget to give your name, address, and phone number. Confidentiality will be respected if requested. Views of letter writers do not necessarily match those of the Socialist Party. Sue Strife. Niall Mulholland's article on the 1956 Suez crisis graphically explained the large-scale opposition there was, among not just people in the neo-colonial world, but also in the nations participating in this military adventure. My father was in the second batch of troops sent over. They were only sent as backup in case the first wave of troops encountered large-scale resistance from the local population. He was confined to barracks for the duration of his stay, and was expressly forbidden to fraternize with the local population. The military top brass was petrified that, if troops fraternized with the locals, they may disaffect or mutiny. In part, this mood would have been driven by large-scale opposition in Britain. It is interesting to note that Suez was the last military escapade which actually went ahead where there was a difference of policy between the two main political parties. This shows that even parliamentary opposition can provoke movements that limit the capitalists' room for maneuver. Clive Walder, Birmingham.